it's back and forth and questions and so on. I forget the words sometimes. Oh, what is this I cannot see? With icy hands takes a hold of me. Oh, I am death that none can excel. I open the doors to heaven and hell. Now, death, oh, death, how can it be that I must come and go with thee? Now, death, oh, death, how can it be? For I'm unprepared for eternity. Well, I have come to get your soul, to leave your body and leave it cold, to drop the flesh from off your frame. The earth and worms both have their claim. Now death, oh death, how can it be that I must come and go with thee? Now death, oh death, how can it be? For I'm unprepared for eternity. I'll lock your jaws till they can't talk. I'll fix your feet till they can't walk. I'll dim your eyes till they can't see. This very hour, come and go with me. Now, death, oh death, consider my age, and do not take me at this stage. My wealth is all at your command. If you will move your icy hands, the old, the young, the rich, the poor, they all alike with me must go. No age, no wealth, nor silver, nor gold. Nothing satisfies me but your poor soul. Now, death, oh death, please let me see if Christ has turned his back on me. When you were called and asked to bow, you did not take heed, and it's too late now. Now, death, oh death, please let me see. Now, death, oh death, please give me time to fix my heart and change my mind. Your heart is fixed and your mind is bound. I have the shackles to drag you down. Too late to all farewell. My doom is fixed, I'm summoned to hell. As long as God in heaven shall dwell, my soul will scream in hell. For some reason today I'm really nervous forgetting the words. Doug Mowry was here in 1981, is that right, first time? And he asked me to play Walking in the Parlor. And that's his favorite tune. I learned this tune from Lee Hammonds. I played it for the banjo class this morning. and it's my favorite tune of all the tunes. Lee Hammons, as I told the class this morning, was born 1885, was playing before the turn of the century, stopped playing in 1923, started playing again in 1969. And he just played a handful of tunes, but as far as his ability to play, he was the best. I think if you ask Ron Molex, you would hear him say something similar to what I'm saying. Maybe he would, you know, I don't know just for sure how Ron feels, but I know that he really respected Lee Hammons' banjo playing. I just said it, okay. I don't know, somehow it was letter perfect in every way. It's as close to perfection as anybody I ever heard. And I don't know how he did it or what he did. His rhythm was different than mine. Whenever he would play the fiddle and I would have to back him up, I would have to change the way that I played the banjo. I changed the rhythm of the way I play it right now. And I never did know what the difference was, but it was different than anybody else I ever heard. This was Walking in the Parlor. That just came to me that I thought that I would pass along. In 1975, I taught here for the first time, and I was the total music department. I taught banjo and fiddle together. I had 14 banjos and 9 fiddles, and they were all levels of banjo and all levels of fiddle. And the class went for 5 weeks. And needless to say, I was worn out at the end of that time. Jim and Scotty Weiss were in charge of a guest of that particular year. And I haven't been here since 86, but there's been a big change made. And Jerry Milnes, in his own quiet way, has kind of stood back and done. He's the main person, as far as I'm concerned, who's brought that from that point back there to right where it's at right now. And I see a lot of improvements. And if you get a chance, give him a pat on the back. He needs it. It's a lot of hard work to keep this. I was just telling them about my playing, teaching music here in 75 when I was the music department and where it's come from, and I gave you the credit, and it's, and you deserve it. Thank you. that's a little different than walking in the parlor. If you remember walking in the parlor, doo, 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 doo. All right. This is, I played, there's a forthcoming album that came out last year, and it's called Banjo Legacy, and it has Ron and Jerry and Jimmy and a few people like that, Tim Bing. I played this particular tune and Put Your Hand to the Plow. That was my two tunes. So this is called, if I can get in tune. I guess it's good enough for who it's for. Sail Away Ladies. Cumberland Gap, and it's in the Cumberland Gap tuning. This man back here with the red hair and the beard is kind of... came into my class in 85 and he came back in 86. And he's here again this year. I think he's serious about learning to play the banjo. I didn't know that before. Tune it, leave your fifth string in place, your first string in place, and then drop fifth string down to the fourth fret. Then drop this second string down till it's the fifth fret here. Next string is the fifth fret. Next string is the fifth fret. Then there's your chord. It puts you in the key of E. If you would start out in tuned in D, or to play D tunes, this puts you in the key of E. This from Bruce Mosky, and he was out of the backwoods of Queens, New York. He and I were married to sisters one time.